Roughly equal numbers of readers have positive or negative views of conservative leader Pierre Poilievre in an online poll this month. However, a look at the details provides a revealing picture of who is part of a coalition supporting Poilievre, and who is part of a coalition opposing him. Some 1,805 of you have participated in the poll, which is ongoing. If we collapse the two favorable and the two unfavorable categories, they come out not far from equal. However, once we start cross-referencing with other polls, dramatic differences start to emerge. Attitudes to Poilievre differ sharply by age and sex. People with a very favorable view of Justin Trudeau are very likely to have a very unfavorable view of Poilievre. However, the reverse isn't neatly the case. However, views of Poilievre have a strong relationship to views of U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump. Next, three graphs that could be read as testing against a libertarian position, cannabis, gun control are made. The results are, arguably, philosophically inconsistent, but there does seem to be a relationship with what party the libertarian position in any given case can be associated with. The conservatives for gun control, the liberals for cannabis and MAID. Next, cross-references with two polls that could reflect a traditionalist position, broadly, retention of the monarchy and the existing Ontario separate school system. Neither shows a strong connection, which I interpret as reflecting the tension between traditionalists and libertarians in the existing conservative coalition. There's a strong negative correlation between negative views of Poilievre and attendance at religious services. It isn't as clear on the other end of the graph, until we get to very frequent attenders. There is a strong connection to views on Ukraine and attitudes to EVs. Non-smokers are more likely to see Poilievre negatively. As are people with largely negative memories of phys ed class.